it's time to remind us of the prayers that we need to be entering for the year coming up. And it's just a fantastic time to remember that one of the two big lessons in the New Covenant is to love one another. And what better way to show that than by the exchanging of gifts and spending quality time and quality experiences together as families and as friends. A terrific time of the year. And I hope that yours is the best ever. I also want to wish each of you a terrific and a happy, healthy, and prosperous 2008. I am actually just chomping at the bit to see January 1, not just because I've got to go back to Hawaii again. You know, it's a dirty, thankless job, but somebody's got to do it. But because this 2008 is going to represent a giant step forward in the restoration of our constitutional republic, and it's going to start with you and all of the other truth troopers around the country and all of the rest of the tax honesty community, bringing the rest of the public to light on the truth about the income tax law. We're not out trying to change the law. We're not out trying to make any big changes. All we're trying to do is to say, follow the law, obey the law. You know, they want to enforce the law on us. It doesn't even exist. All we're asking is that they obey the law that does exist. Get out of our pocketbooks. Stop taking money that you're not entitled to take. We're going to have a great year coming up for Truth Attack. We're going to have a great year coming up for the tax honesty community. Everybody is more unified right now than they have been in many, many years. The attorneys have started to turn to one another instead of at one another. We're getting more and more attorneys into the craft, so to speak, and that's what we need, because a legal front on this battle is a crucial and necessary part of the pincher action that we're going to have to carry out in order to win. We've got to fight with the public to know with the truth, you know, to let the public know what the truth is on the one hand, and we have to continue the fight in the courts on the legal front to hold the courts and the Internal Revenue Service and the federal government to the law. And once we've done that, then we can go the next step and start to hold the government to the Constitution. A fantastic year coming up. We've got some great things already planned, and this is only the beginning, folks. We're on the move. We've got successes, we've got setbacks, we've got successes, we've got setbacks. Well, 2008 is going to be the year when the successes outnumber the setbacks. I'm looking forward to it, and I hope that you're looking at 2008 with the same happy anticipation that I'm enjoying right now. And we're going to be right back. We'll pick this up in a few minutes and start taking calls in a little bit here on the Lie Free Zone.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
And I'm back. This is Tom Cryer. This is the Life Free Zone. No lies allowed. You only get on to speak the truth. And if you don't, we'll call you on it. We'll straighten it out for you. That's why we don't have many Internal Revenue Service people here, because, you know, that I don't think that they're capable of speaking the truth, because I don't think they're allowed. There's some sort of policy or a special rule that they have about that. But, if you heard a slow rumble from the south about yesterday or so, or if it was a rumble out of Washington, D.C., like a little slow rumbling or tremor after an earthquake, that probably was a 100-and-some-odd page criminal complaint arriving that I submitted to the prosecuting attorney in my case. With copies to his boss, and a copy to that guy's boss, the attorney general, and a copy to the magistrate, to the grand jury, to the FBI, to the secretary of treasurer, to the acting commissioner of the Internal Revenue Service, and, there was somebody else in there. TIGTA, Treasury Inspector General, got a copy of it, spelling out some 44 counts of felony violations of unlawful disclosures of tax return information against one guy, eight against another, and another three against two others for disclosures that they made in the process of destroying my practice prior to my indictment. They went out after they had everything, got a list of my clients put together from the banking records, because they had all those records. And they just went out and canvassed these people, either by letter or by personal interview. And in the letters themselves, they stated that there was a United States Attorney's investigation going against me. And in many of those instances in those letters, they even went so far as to disclose secret grand jury proceedings by telling them that there was a grand jury investigation into me. So I'm taking them to task. I've called on them. I've provided them with all of the documentation that we had received during the course of discovery where these violations were revealed. And the candid, open way in which they documented their own criminal conduct is just absolute arrogance on their part, a feeling of total immunity. Well, now it's time to fish or cut bait. Now it's time, after all this talk about we need to enforce the law. Well, are you going to enforce it against your own? Are you going to enforce it where the government people are involved in the crime? You know, these disclosures made were used not to gather information, but to disseminate information, to discredit me, to damage my hard-earned, very good reputation. And I don't like reading to folks because I hate to be read to, but I quoted the Supreme Court in this letter that covered these criminal complaints to Mr. Campbell, the prosecutor. And the case is Justice Brandeis talking about a violation through an illegal wiretapping operation. And he said that decency, security, and liberty alike demand that government officials shall be subjected to the same rules of conduct that are commands to the citizen. In a government of laws, existence of the government will be imperiled if it fails to observe the law scrupulously. Our government is the potent, the omnipresent teacher. For good or for ill, it teaches the whole people by its example. Crime is contagious. If the government becomes a lawbreaker, it breeds contempt for law. It invites every man to become a law unto himself. It invites anarchy. To declare that in the administration of the criminal law, the end justifies the means. To declare that the government may commit crimes in order to secure the conviction of a private criminal would bring terrible retribution. Against that pernicious doctrine, this court should resolutely set its face, unquote. And I went on to tell him these words become piercing when, as in my case, the government commits crimes in order to attempt to secure the conviction of an innocent citizen. I'll keep you up to date on what happens here, but I am not holding my breath waiting to see what they're going to do. My bet is that they're going to do absolutely nothing. My bet is that nothing going to happen as a result of this complaint other than to embarrass them. And I believe that they would rather bear the embarrassment than bear justice. And if they're not willing to impose justice upon themselves, that takes away their moral right to impose justice on anyone else. I pointed out to Mr. Campbell that I realized that I am calling him in on his oath, but that I took the same oath, and I pointed out to him that, as he knows, I sacrificed an awful lot, and I risk everything in order to keep that oath. So I'm not asking or demanding anything of him that I have not proven I'm willing to do myself. So there's an interesting little bit of news that is now out and about. Something I've been saving for until after I filed it, and we'll just see what happens. Next week we'll do something else that's fun, and we'll talk about that. I'm not going to, disclose it till after I've done the filing, but this was so much fun, I think I might file something else next week. Their first illegal disclosure was made on January 9, according to the ones that we know about. I'm sure there were others. We'll find out about those. But January 9, 2006. So 2 years runs out on that, on January 9, 2008. So something's liable to else pop up. If you want to hear about that one, that report will come out next Saturday. and we will have a little fun with that too. But it's time somebody started taking the law to them instead of sitting back and waiting with our heads under the covers, waiting and hoping that the beast calls on somebody else's house that night. It's time for us to get out of bed and start taking it to them. And in that vein, I want to mention to everybody that what we're looking at is a legal front that's about to be opened by Truth Attack and a host of attorneys that are assisting us in this. And be on the lookout when it comes out. There will be a screen and an announcement coming out in the next couple of weeks from Truth Attack. So watch for Truth Attack forwards and forwards out from our groups. If you're not on the list, you need to get on the list. Go to truthattack.org. Click enlist, fill it out. I know some are hesitant to give their names, addresses, but we need to know where everybody is so we can put them together. That's what we're doing right now, is forming groups in cities and towns and counties all over the country. Right now, Truth Troopers have each other's emails for their immediate area, and they're getting together. They're shaking hands, they're exchanging names, they're getting to know each other. They're becoming a team, because we've got some team stuff planned for this year. And so, you know, get on there and list. Be sure. Otherwise, you're going to miss the news when it does come out. You don't want to miss this. This is going to be a huge front, a huge offensive measure that you want to participate in if you are one of those that meets the screen. For people that we're looking for. Incidentally, should have said this a little bit earlier, but if you want to get on the program here with me, I've reserved this program. No guests. It's all for you. You're my favorite guest. I had to admit last night that sometimes, you know, the others get jealous and I have to let them on. And so last night on the program on KCAA in San Bernardino, which was rebroadcast in Katy, which is Houston, and Austin, Texas area this morning, I had to let Bob Lawrence on as a guest because he was feeling jealous about my making comments about you being my favorite guests. But I have to appease him every now and then, but not today. Today is your show. I'm here to talk to you, to have you on the program, and you can get on here at 1-800-313-9443, 1-800-313-9443. So give us a call. Come on with your comments, your tears, your jeers, your questions, and let's kick the can around a little bit. We always have fun doing that. Even when we disagree, though, we've always been able to do that in a very agreeable manner. We, you know, we're ladies and gentlemen. We're grown-ups. We're not a bunch of wild-eyed, fanatic, selfish interest group, kumbaya types that feel that since I don't have a valid reason for my stand, I have to resort to some other means to persuade people. So that's another thing that I like about this group of people, is that we all have views, very strong views in many cases, but we also have always had a great deal of respect for each other's rights to their own view. And I think that's partly because we are firm believers in the Constitution. You need to tell more people about that. You know it. So give me a call, 1-800-313-9443, and we'll kick that can around. And we'll be back here in just a few minutes, and we'll start taking calls as soon as we get back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Catholic Priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
At 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Well, I'm sitting here getting goosebumps thinking about next year. You know, the stuff that we've got in the pipeline, the things that are going, not just with Truth Attack, but you know, all of these other groups are starting to get reinvigorated. You know, we've suffered some setbacks, and yet this bunch is really got so much resolve. Then we're learning from these setbacks. You know, when we lose something, like for example, you know, Sherry's case, God bless her. You know, and it isn't over either. But losing the trial is a major disappointment, and yet people are still, you know, here saying, hey, we know we're right. Winning or losing isn't a test of what's right, particularly whenever what's right doesn't count much in that arena. I've often said, you know, being right in 450 will get you a cup of Starbucks. But as long as you're on the path of right, and as long as we know we've got God and justice on our side, we know that we can't fail. And the only thing that can make us fail is for us to lay down and give up. And I'm not going to do that. And I don't think that you are either. Neither will this entire group of patriots, because we know that we have lived a life of freedom. At one point, most of us are old enough to remember more freedom than we have today. And some of us are able to remember much more freedom. The more older we are, the more we can remember a free society. And we want it back. And we're obligated to get it back to hand down to the next generation. I don't want to be the one that walks up to Ben Franklin and George Washington and Thomas Jefferson and say, I know that you gave us a wonderful gift, brothers, but I failed you and I've let it go. I didn't keep it. I didn't preserve it. I don't want to have that day happen. So I want to be able, when I get up there, to be able to say, I accepted your legacy and I kept it safe. I had to get it back, but I did. And I gave it to the next generation. And, get a handshake instead of having them just look at me and walk away. I'm looking forward to that. Now, what we're doing on the legal front, we're going to go to the phones here in just a few minutes, but what we're doing on the legal front, I want to expound on a little bit, is that we are going to be providing screens out through the Truth Attack Network, for you to look and see if maybe you are a plaintiff, whether you are one who has had something happen that gives rise to a lawsuit against the government for a violation of the law. You know, we can't prosecute. I filed this criminal complaint, but I can't force them to prosecute it. I filed all of these documents, all of these exhibits, but I can't force that. But a lawsuit is something else. That's something I do control, and that's something you control if you have it. And they load our wagon up every day because they violate the law every day. And when they do, in certain instances, there are civil remedies that you and I have the right to bring to court, and you and I have the right to call them to task on. And so if they won't be the prosecutors, we need to be the prosecutors. We need to prosecute our civil rights if they won't prosecute the criminal aspects of their behavior. So that's what we're looking at. So be watching for those and see if you are a potential warrior in the legal front. I've often told people, be careful. Don't get out here and don't go into the cave. Don't pick a fight one-on-one with the government because it's got teeth. It's got talons. In the cave, it makes the rules. In the cave, it defines reality. Truth has nothing to do with it. And in a cave, it keeps a score. And if you have never been pencil whipped in a game before, just climb in a cave and see how pencil whipped you can get by this monster. It's incredible at how they can take a 50-cent difference of opinion and turn it into a $100,000 liability overnight. I wish I had the capability of taking investments and doing them like that. I'd be rich. Wow. But we can't sit back and do nothing. Whenever you have a civil right where you don't have to go into the cave to fight them, you can go into court. And you've got them dead to rights. And usually, like in my case here, they documented their own crimes. They confessed to them. They boasted about them. They were proud of themselves. Well, it's time that we started calling them on it. And another aspect of this is that if they were found to violate a taxpayer's rights or violated the law, it's a mandatory termination with cause. Not mandatory because of policy, because policy can be waived, but mandatory by law. Now, you see some of these hot shots that everybody's been looking up to because he can pistol whip little old ladies and he can kick orphans out of their homes and he can go seize and take vehicles from people and put them on a bicycle trying to get to work and back. And then when they do get to work, he can take their paycheck at the end of the week and laugh at them and torment them and terrify them. And he's their hero because of all of this. And this hero, this giant among agents, is standing there 2 years short of retirement, cleaning out his desk with no benefits, no unemployment because it was for cause, and no retirement. That's what we're looking for. And we'll be back. We're going to go to the phones as soon as we get back from this break here on the Live Free Zone.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371. Freedom. Did you robbillgates.com can show you how? Don't wait any longer. Go to didyourobbillgates.com. That's didyourobbillgates.com.
And we're going to turn to the phones. If you want to be on the program today, if you've got a comment, question, a thought that you want to kick around, that's what we're doing today. We're having some fun with this. We're not going to try to gear anything toward anything in particular. But give us a call at 1-800-313-9443 and come on and tell us about it. Right now, we've got waiting online is Truth Trooper Dave from Arkansas. How are you doing, Dave?
Oh, fine, Tom, and it's sure good to hear you, and God bless you for your criminal complaint. Taking the law to them.
Say again?
Thanks for taking the law to them.
Well, that's what we have to do. You know, the law cuts both ways. It's just that right now what we've been doing is sitting back and waiting for them to call the shots.
You bet.
We've allowed them to choose the cases. We need to choose the cases. We've allowed them to stay on the offensive, and we've just tried to figure out how to minimize the damage. Well, how much damage can you afford to take?
Well, a wise man once said that no battle and no war was won from a defensive position.
And it's a very, very wise man indeed.
Yes, sir.
And that you can't defend yourself to victory.
You betcha.
And so we've got to take the initiative, too. We've got to get off the ropes. Rope-a-dope doesn't work in this because they're not going to tire them out. They're endless. They've got unlimited resources. We're not going to wear them out.
Would you agree that the Internal Revenue Code is administrative law?
No, the Internal Revenue Code is statutory law. Administrative law tends to the internal affairs of and conduct of the internal affairs of a governmental agency, it will function, how it will operate. But so no, it's not administrative law. Now the regulations are for the most part administrative law, and the substantive portions of those regulations must have a foundation in statutory law in order to have effect. Otherwise, they're considered purely interpretive and not binding.
Right on. The substantive regulations, though, must be read in paramateria with the statute.
That's right. That's what I just said.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. I think we need to open up another avenue of attack here.
Well, I'm all ears.
Okay.
What have you got?
Let's attack statutes as unlawful bills of pains and penalties. A bill of attainder is, one, an act of a legislative body, two, naming a described individual or group of people or entities, three, imposing pain or penalty, four, without first consulting a jury for authority, which includes a bill of pains and penalties.
Well, when you stop and you read it technically, I guess every tax is exactly that. Now, the question is whether or not this is a bill of attainder, which is an infliction of punishment or penalty on someone, without a jury, or whether or not this is a tax, because if it's a tax, it's not a bill of attainder.
Well,
it's not a punishment. It's an exaction of revenues.
Is that statute imposing a penalty for non-performance?
Well, now, the non-performance, though, I'm sitting here, I'm playing devil's advocate with you. I'm keeping one ear open.
Good,
that side of my mind is open.
Good.
But on the other side, I'm bouncing this back and forth with you. Let's play pong with this a little bit.
Sure.
Kick it around. The penalty is after the enactment, not before. Now, I know it. They're thinking ex post facto, and that's true. But a bill of attainder is one that exacts a penalty with or without a failure or a violation. An ex post facto is one that makes something a violation and punishes it after the fact.
Right.
But both of them entail some penalty for some violation. And what basically a bill of attainder does is it criminalizes somebody by virtue of what they have done, not done, or whatnot after the fact, or without the benefit of a trial. And you're right. But there's a difference between a tax, which is not considered to be a penalty. Now let's take that one step farther, and I'm gonna go on your side of the net, knock one over for you, and then you tell me what your next one is. And the one on your side is that it does provide for penalties in addition to the tax. In other words, they just jacked up this coming year. If they stand frivolous on their tax return,
right,
that's a $5,000 fine.
Prohibited.
Now, that's definitely a penalty, isn't it?
It's prohibited by the Constitution.
No, what I'm getting at is it's definitely a penalty.
Yes, absolutely.
And it's provided for by law.
Sure.
All right, but it's only in the occurrence of an event that we are at least supposedly on notice against doing. The event that causes or triggers a penalty is something we do or don't do, not something that they do.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for it to be a bill of attainder, it would have to be without regard to what we did or didn't do. So the penalty, though, I see the argument, but right now, so far, now your next ball, your turn.
Well, a bill of attainder prescribes punishment that is a capital punishment like death. But a bill of pains and penalties are included within the U.S. Constitution's ban of bills of attainder when the penalty is less than death.
Right.
Okay, so
I agree with you.
That's two sections of the U.S. Constitution, and all state constitutions have the same language prohibiting bills of attainder, including bills of pains and penalties.
That's right.
So
I'm not so far so good.
Okay, now any such statute or law found to be in that category is null and void under Marbury v. Madison, okay? Those are void statutes.
They're void statutes. Now, you've got a couple of hurdles here between what you are getting at and what, from a practical standpoint. I was talking to Larry Beecraft today, and I mentioned that, you know, well, the law doesn't permit this, that, and the other, and he says, well, but you're forgetting the practical side of this. You know, and that is that in tax cases, the law is not as important. Matter of fact, truth is not that important in tax cases. But the practical side of that is that there is a taxation clause in the Constitution, and it does authorize Congress to impose taxes, duties, imposts, and excises. Right.
I have no problem with the way the law is written. It's the misapplication we have the problem with.
Well, then you're talking about as applied.
Yeah.
Is a different deal. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, it's still the concept is still got to be there that Congress is entitled to issue and impose taxes within their taxing authority. Okay. It has to be. They can only tax that which they have the right to govern.
And let's differentiate real quick, though, the imposition of federal law upon the territory of the states of the Union versus federal areas.
Well, okay, let's do that because that's instructional, and I like that. The difference between the two is that in the federal zone, which consists of the District of Columbia, all of the federal enclaves throughout the country that are, you know, are set up with the consent of the legislature, according to 1817 of the Constitution, and the territories,
right,
that are under the exclusive legislative authority of the Congress. So under those zones, they have exclusive legislative authority. In other words, they have the same power that a state has.
Surely they act as a municipal legislative body there.
Right. Now, outside of the federal zone, you're in the states.
Yes.
And the primary sovereign in the states is the state government. That's your primary sovereign. However, that sovereign has delegated to Congress the authority to regulate certain activities, and those are found in Article 1, Section 8, and they list out the regulation of trade between the states, trade with the Indian tribes, trade with foreign nations, commerce with the territories, and they also list out that they have the right to coin money. And they have the right to, and that money, you know, is naturally going to, and the standards of weights and measures. They determine whether we're on the pound or on the metric system. They have that power. They also have the power to issue or create patents and copyrights and register trademarks. Now, when you get into that, if you're engaged in any of those activities, then you are subject to federal regulation. If you are not, then it's as though the Supreme Court held in one case, Farrington versus Tennessee, that if you are in the state and you are not engaging in any type of activity that is subject to federal regulation, and you're under the area that is governed by the state, then it is as though the federal government does not even exist.
True.
And so, they have no authority outside of the federal zone other than those activities that they have been authorized to regulate.
Right. Laws made in pursuance of the Constitution and those enumerated powers delegated thereto.
Right.
Norton v. Shelby County says it pretty clear, too. An unconstitutional act is not a law. It confers no rights. It imposes no duties. It affords no protection. It creates no office. It is, in legal contemplation, as inoperative as though it had never been passed.
That's right. Now, that's in theory. Yeah, we got to bear in mind, that we've got to get it to the point to where it is found to be and held to be in violation of the Constitution.
Okay, let's take another tack real quick before I forget. Our rights, our unalienable rights to the fruits of our labor is protected under the Ninth Amendment, okay?
Yeah, the Ninth in conjunction with the...
Those are our natural rights.
Yeah, they're among our natural rights. The right to our labor and the right to earn a living through our labor. I'll take you one step farther than that. We actually have a right to earn a living through any lawful occupation.
Sure.
That's part and composite of the right to the free pursuit of happiness. Because if you can't govern your own labor, if you're not free to own your own labor and to govern your own occupation and earn a living for yourself so that you can survive and provide for your family, you can't very well be said to be in pursuit of happiness.
Well, that's involuntary servitude, and that's prohibited as well.
That's right. But if I'm not telling you to work today, I'm not putting the whip on you, but I'm telling you that whatever you work and earn today, I will decide how it's divided up between you and me. I'm telling you I own your labor.
Well, I say, government, you don't own me.
Thank you. Thank you. And I don't think they own you either.
No, sirree.
No, sir. No, sir. Uh-uh. Not a slave in whole, not a slave in part.
Not without my consent, but too many people are consenting, though.
Too many people are.
Tacit consent.
Yes. That's exactly right. And whenever you file the tax return, what you're doing, and again, I don't advocate people don't do it because not everybody's geared up to fight this thing. We've got enough martyrs. Not everybody's up for that type of combat. The ones that are, ones that have the means, that have the ability, have the resources, fine, come on. But those that aren't, stay outside the cave and fight with the sword of truth in numbers. Fight from behind the shield of your First Amendment, because that's one of the few rights we have left.
Well, I'll be 71 here next month, and I haven't filed anything in 17 years, and I have no problems with the IRS myself, personally.
Well, that's because they haven't come to carry you away yet, but when they drag you off to the cave, are you equipped to fight that fight?
Yes.
You're already in the cave, and so I can't do anything about that. What I want to do is to prevent newcomers from unwittingly just wandering off saying, well, it's not the law, and so I'll go into the cave and fight the beast.
Well, they haven't done enough research yet to come to that determination.
Right. You're right. You're absolutely right. That's a tough decision. It needs to be made with all of the consequences, especially when now, with truth attack, you have another way of fighting.
Yes.
It's just as important. Mm-hmm. We're not going to change this until the public realizes and knows the things that you and I know, Dave.
I know, Tom.
And so we just got to make the public make it. Did you get the last newsletter?
I believe so.
Just the other day?
I may not have.
It's the email, the news from the front.
It didn't show up on my email.
Oh, okay. Well, email me at hq@truthattack.org, Dave, mm-hmm. and I'll check and see why you got missed.
Okay.
But what we need to do is to make people know, and in that newsletter I tell people, look, just infect two people a day. You don't have to explain it to them. You don't have to make them understand it. You don't have to turn them into lawyers. You don't have to turn them into constitutional scholars. All you have to do is infect two people a day. Just raise some doubts. You know, and give them access to truthattack.org where they can get the information and research it on their own, make up their own mind.
Well,
but even, go ahead.
That's what folks have to do is to make their own determination so they don't have to take the word of uninformed idiots.
Yeah, how many times have you heard me say, you know, you have to go straight to the primary source. Don't even take my word for things.
Always.
Look up Farrington versus Tennessee. See if it says what I just said. You know, look up these other cases. Look at the statutes that we're talking about. When we were talking a while ago about, you know, section, you know, this, that, or the other, go to those sections. Make sure. Satisfy yourself that they say what somebody says.
You bet.
Included. But the key thing here and the important thing here is to just make the public aware that there's a genuine issue. Once they know the government could be wrong, you will never be able to get another conviction. They will never be able to drag anybody else off to the cave.
Right on.
And that's when the teeth come out, fall out. Well, Dave, it's been a great call. Always enjoy visiting with you.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com. Or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Welcome back. This is Tom Cryer. We're on In the Live Free Zone, and you can join us here on the program, 1-800-313-9443. Looking forward to hearing from you. The last caller, Dave, brought up an important point that I think that people need to be reminded of frequently. And I wish that I could show you this over this broadcast, but you're going to have to use your either pen and paper of your own, or you're going to have to use your own mental imagination. But I'm going to try to show you the Constitution in one single picture, not one particular portion of it, but one single picture. And I've done this before, but it's worth repeating. And one gentleman a while back persuaded me to turn my triangle upside down. So let's start with an upside down triangle. Doesn't matter whether it's a perfect isosceles or triangle or whatnot, but just an upside down triangle, a point at the bottom and a base at the top. Draw a line about a third of the way down across that triangle. Draw another line two-thirds of the way down across that triangle. In the very top segment, put U.S., no periods, just U.S., us. In the second, in the middle one, put states. And in the bottom one, put U period, S period. Not us, but them. Now, stop and look at the hierarchy that you have there. We create the state governments, and we're bound by that. I mean, we tell the state government, you have the power to create criminal laws, and they do. And if we violate that, they have a right to carry us away. So they're enforcing the rights that we give them. But we're the creator, and it's the creature. So which is superior? We're superior, but we're bound by what we create, too. On the other hand, look down next step. The states create the federal government. All the people in the legislatures voted to ratify it. It was really a product of the states. It's a three-way deal between the federal government that was created by the states and us who are in those states that are affected by that constitution. And we in the states have empowered that United States government to do certain things, but only certain things. And if we gave them the power to make counterfeiting a crime and we counterfeit money, then they have a right to come take us away. We also, if we give them the power to tax and they tax within that authority, we're obligated to pay those taxes. You know, tax honesty community has never been anti-tax community. We're not against taxes as part of the deal. We gave them the power to tax, but only so much power to tax. Now, which is the top of that, and where are most of the decisions made that affect our lives? The decisions that we are in the middle of, where we're in that biggest section of the triangle, comprise most of the decisions that are made, and they're the decisions that we are standing in. So we make those decisions, don't we? Now, the state makes decisions that touch us. You notice that the states and the people, they contact each other. You also notice that, and this only works when the triangle is up, that both the states and, if you turn the triangle up, well, we're running out of time. It's taking me a little longer than I thought. Give us a call, 1-800-313-9443, and when we get back, we're going to finish drawing that Constitution.
Since